MTB Cast.
Yeah, MTB, this is Hal Russell calling in from someplace here in the woods. I always wanted to camp here. It's a Green Gate. It's a conservation area, I think. So, I don't know. I'm 40, 50 so miles out of Whitefish. I got here probably 12, 30 or so, but it's an awesome place. Just an edge of the mountains. So, I'm going to head on over towards Holland Lake, that area, and try to get a few miles in here so I can get to Vando for breakfast tomorrow. Maybe that's my goal anyway. Everything going good. I stopped at Whitefish and got a few tweaks on my bike. Bike's running real good. Just need to tweak a few things and tighten up a few things. But sure thank old Mike there at the Whitefish or Glacier Cycle. I'm not thinking too good other than this morning. Bolt bird woke me up about 4:35. That's my alarm clock out here. And they started chirping, so. Take me a little bit to break camp and everything. I need to take care, brush my teeth and whatnot. So anyway, I'm thinking I'm doing all right. Legs are starting to come around and everything. It's just awesome out here. And around a lot of good riders and good racers. And so I've been yo-yoing with meeting a lot of really cool people. So I'll talk to you later, and might be out of a connection for a day or so. It'll probably be a Bando or maybe even Lincoln before I can call him again. But anyway, thanks, and see you down the road. Bye.
Who's you? It's Alexandra again. Made it to Butte. May I just say that road from Basin to Butte was hell. I felt like I was dragging a trailer through mud, probably because I was dragging a fully loaded bike through mud. So that was really, really hard. And then, I was like freaking climbing out of the saddle to defend. It was so stupid. But whatever, made it here. Now I'm going to get some cottage cheese. But I just want to share with you guys that Butte is my favorite town in Montana for several reasons. But one year, I was bike touring with a man I really, really, really loved a lot. And we went to this bar to see a band play. And it's just like boot stomping music, and we're having a grand old time, and it was cute and fun. And he asked me to dance, like in a bar where nobody was dancing, and it kind of shocked me. And I was like, "Yeah, okay, that sounds super awesome." And we proceeded to be the only two people dancing in the bar, and it was incredible. And my world stopped, and it made me so happy. And then the song ended and a woman came up to me and she was like, "Oh, you guys are so fucking cute, but you smell so bad." So, I think about that story every single time I come to Butte and how happy I was in that moment. Life is good. I'm exhausted, but it's part of the game, right? Okay. Gotta find cottage cheese and focus. Ta-ta.
Hey, MTV Cast, this is Peter. Calling. I'm cruising through Helena right now. Had a pretty, I guess, a light day yesterday. Kind of taking it a little easy. Getting some recovery and rest. Finally had two good nights of sleep. Probably got plus 6 hours of sleep the last two nights. The first and second night, I really struggled sleeping. I probably gave myself like 5.5 hours of time to try to sleep, but could only get 2 or 3 hours. And so I'm glad I could catch up a little bit these last couple of days. Not really sure where I'm going to be headed to tonight. Might take another easy day and kind of keep reloading and then get back at it after tomorrow. Yeah, everything's going pretty good so far. Stopped, got a new chain just now in Helena, just to be safe. Ordered some parts for down in Colorado. So I got most everything in order, and now I just have to concentrate on riding. All right, talk to you later.